Hi, I'm Gemma, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. So my podcast is called, How Do Pets Impact Your Life in a Good Way? I chose this topic because I don't have a pet, and if when I get a pet, it could impact my life in a happy way too. So this is the second episode of my podcast. So I'm going to be telling you 8 ways pets can make you happier and healthier. Reason 1. Pets can boost your self-esteem. You don't need to read a million trillion books on to help you boost your self-esteem. Number 2. Pets can combat loneliness. This is a good reason because when you're at home alone, you can play with your dog and it can kill time. Number 3. Pets ease stress. This also helps because if you have really bad stress or anxiety, pets can help you just like get it off your shoulders. Number 4. Pets can help you recover from an addiction. So, if you have an addiction that is not good, like if you smoke, drink alcohol, or anything like that, pets can help you because they can get your mind off of what your addiction is. Number 5. Pets can lower your blood sugar. Blood pressure. This is good because if your blood pressure gets too high, then it will also cause stress and anxiety. Number 6. Pets help you develop empathy. This also helps because if you see someone sad and you can be empathetic towards them and just talk them out of it and you can make them happy too. Number 7. Pets keep you active. This also helps because say you're not fit. You can just like go on a little run / walk like around town, maybe like a 20-minute jog with your pet, and you could spend some time with them. Number 8, this is the last reason. Pets improve your social life. This will help because if you're like an antisocial person, then you can become a social person while you talk to your dog and other people. This is the third episode of my podcast. According to research, 68% of U.S. households, or about 85 million families, own a pet, according to the 2017 to 2018 National Pet Owner Survey, conducted by the American Pet Products Association, APPA. This is up to 56% of U.S. households in 1988, the first year the survey was conducted. That's a lot of people who have pets. That shows how many people love pets and how they can make you happy. Also, did you know 142 million people own freshwater fish, 88.3 million cats, 74.8 million dogs, 18 million birds, 24.3 million small animals, 13.8 million horses, 13.4 million reptiles, and 9.6 million saltwater fish. That's a lot of pets. And according to Life Science and others, this is 2013 most popular pets in the world. So this is a question I asked myself. What is the purpose of owning pets? And what I got is, most households in the United States have at least one pet. Studies have shown that the bond between people and their pets can increase fitness, lower stress, and bring happiness to their owners. Some of the health benefits of having a pet include decreasing blood pressure and help you recover from an addiction. Having a pet is great because when you have to feed and care for it, it encourages children to take the responsibility of doing it. Children with pets display improved impulse control, social skills, and self-esteem. Sharing the love and care of a family pet forges an additional common bond among siblings. Cuddling a pet reduces stress, loneliness, and anxiety. So I'm going to be telling you more traits of pets. So number 1, they give you company. 2, they're good for socializing. 3, they give you something to do. And 4, they are beautiful, nice, and they can be interesting as well.
Episode of my podcast, I told you 4 traits of pets, so now I'm going to be giving a description about them. Number 1, company. Many people have pets that substitute relationships with partners, children, or family members. Many elderly people, for instance, like having a dog instead of being all alone at home. This is usually a lap dog, a very affectionate and strokable. The animal serves people's need to cherish, love, and fight boredom, but this is really a distressing reason for keeping a pet. The animal is a replacement for normal human contact, something that apparently is too much to handle. But of course, it has to be a type of dog that suits their personality and has been bred especially for their needs. Socializing. Pets make socializing with others easier. People are more inclined to start a conversation when they can focus their attention on the animal in a moment of silence. Just like with any other hobby, it's nice to talk to people that have the same hobby, so you can talk to them things that you have in common with them or things that you don't have in common with them. How they can be beautiful, nice, and interesting. People find animals attractive. No matter what kind of animal it is, you can always find an interesting characteristic. Birds sing, dogs and cats are playful and funny, and there are animals that look uncommon or unfamiliar. Last but not least, number 4. Something to do. Preventing boredom is another important reason to keep pets. An animal needs attention. It can need a lot of attention, as dogs do, but there are also animals that don't need as much attention, such as fish or turtles. Besides, you can just look at them. Animal watching is a nice way to spend your time, just like people watching. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to my podcast. I hope you all have a great day, and always remember to be happy.